We continue our learning for a speedy and safe return of their dear boys, Yaakov, Naphtali, Ben, Rachel, Devorah, Gilad, Michal, Ben, Bat, Kalim, and Eyal, Ben, Iris, Shura. Rebbeinu Sholem should continue to mechazek the families, should give a bracha to the Tzva Hagana Yisrael, who is trying so hard to find these boys, and Emirat Hashem bring us all back Ba'achdus here in Eretz Israel. This evening, as we approach Erev Shabbos Kodesh, I wanted to comment on a beautiful, one of the many, many beautiful ideas that have been brought out from the missing boys, the kidnapped boys. Great events like learning of Fons and Tehillim, of course, and learning. So there was a beautiful event of baking of challahs and taking challah that was done in our community here in Ramat Shiloh, where Baruch Hashem hundreds of women showed up in the schus of the boys, and to challah, many of the challahs are being brought tomorrow to soldiers who are serving in Hebron for Shabbos, a wonderful thing. However, my wife came home and informed me that the many, many years of the halacha that she had been following of burning the piece of challah which is taken, which are the great zechuyos to do, and great tefillos that we say, was done in the wrong manner. And in fact, the more appropriate way she presented, based on many of her friends were telling her, was that it should be done via the double bag method, similar to what we do with Trumas and Maisos here in Eretz Yisrael. We double bag it and we throw it out, so that it shouldn't be bizayon. I at first glance was very surprised with this, because I thought the halacha was different, so I wanted to investigate this halacha today, and of course show that, as usual, I'm right, and it seems that it's quite obvious that burning is the preferred method. We'll explain why this shita came out to play, and it's not a crazy shita, and certainly it's something that b'diavad is allowed to throw it out as well, but I don't think it's a halacha that should be done l'chachil, as we'll see. Just as a general note, and the many preparatorial process that we have on Erev Shabbos and Shimon Reish Mem Beis and Shulchan Aruch, we mentioned actually last week in our learning about going to the mikvah and the different minhagim that involved for men going to the mikvah. But I wanted to quote the Haggah here in the Reish Mem Beis in Siman Aleph. It's only one Siman, and he says that Nohagin Lilosh Kidei Shir Chala. There is a custom for women specifically, although he doesn't quote it, but we'll see who the Mishnah Berurah quotes us, for women to bake challahs. So in order to bake a shear of challah, just to parenthetically, a very important parenthetically, a bracha is required for any challah that's taken over 16, I believe. 10 to 16 is a shailah, challah should be taken without a bracha, and less than that, a challah is not taken. Another important parenthetical point, which some people make a mistake of, it's not only for challah. Any item that is being baked, if for some reason you are making any other product, any mezonos product, and you are taking that, this is in pizza stores, for example. This is done, one of the first times I ever saw this, in my local pizza store as a very young boy, and there were two balls sitting on top of the oven, and I asked the Italian pizza baker what that was, and he looked at me like I was crazy, and he said, that's for your religion. It is taken from anything. You're making a kukush cake, and if it is enough, you take the you have to take challah, and certainly it would be with a bracha. So the Ramah writes, no, again, lilosh kidei shir challah, and he writes, b'beis b'bayis la'asos mehem, then to make lachmaniyot from them, lachamim l'votzeh aleihem b'shabbos v'yantif, to make challahs that should be fresh and baked before Shabbos and Yantif. And he says, there's a samach to this if you look at the Mordechai in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes, just as a general idea about, the Chazal says, Kozmuz Anosh Adam, Kitzuvin, Lo, Mi Rosh Hashanah, Ad Rosh Hashanah, and, so this was a minhag as well. We'll see the actual minhag according to the Mishnah Berurah. This is Mi Kavod Shabbos, and listen to this Ramah, Ve'en L'Shanos. We shouldn't change this minhag. The Mishnah Berurah comments here in Sifkat and Vav, Kedeshi Echala Henemi Levad, Shel Lisha Viafia Hu, Beklal Mikal Kovach Shabbos Leontef, Kamo, She Messiahim Levasof, Acha Yes Bazet Tam, Kede Lekaim Mitzvah Chala, Lefi She Abda as Abdom Harishon, Shahaya Chaloso Shel Olam, Shel Never Bear of Shabbos. To remind ourselves, as is one of the reasons why a woman's specific mitzvah is the mitzvah of lighting candles on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Here's a kafsa neira that Chava was kafsa saner because she was involved in the sin with the snake of eating from the Eitz Hadas. And one of the reasons as well, lezecher this, is to take chala dafka on Erev Shabbos again for a kapar, if you will, for the sin of Chava. And he writes here, just parenthetically, doesn't say anything about Chava, Lefnei She'obdas Adam HaRishon, Shehaya Chaloso Shel Olam, Shenivra Be'al V'Shas, Vayim Ba'achorim Shel V'ilu Noagim Lechol Pas Palter. Just an important point as well, I like to point this out. Many people don't know this, here in Eretz Yisrael, not as much of an issue. And then he writes that there is a minhag that a person should be very careful, Davka on Shabbos and Yontif, not to eat pas palter, she'enu yehudi b'chol mikol makom b'shabbos of yontif, nachon li'zar le'echol in pas Yisrael mivnei kovet Shabbos. So even though during the entire year we are noeg, many are noeg, not to eat what we call pas Yisrael all the time, and we'll have our Entenmann's cookies and our other various items which are not pas Yisrael, so on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person should be makpid. This is a huge nafkamina lahalacha, because many products besides challahs, as Baruch Hashem, there was a time, I remember growing up, where not all challahs were pas Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, I think all are pas Yisrael now. I'm talking about in America, certainly here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not an issue. But when it comes to cookies, so that would mean that a person should be careful on Shabbos. He's going to a kiddush, shouldn't have Ritz crackers or other non-Pas Yisrael items based on this Mishnah Berurah. But that's not for our discussion now. So we see that the Mishnah Berurah gives us one reason, dafka, why we should do this by Shabbos. And it's equal to, as we said, it's an inyan of Kavod Shabbos itself. So it's interesting that based on this idea, so we also see a number of interesting points. Again, we'll get to our inyan of what is done with the challah in itself, and this certainly will not be an exhaustive shiur of all the various important halachas of how it's done. You can seek many different svarim that discuss this as well. One of the reasons which quoted, we already gave one reason, was because of Kofsa Shel Adam HaRishon, but the Yaivitz quotes another minhag, is that a person should come to the Shabbos meal with fresh challahs, with challahs that are delicious and fresh. And it's kedumas lechem haponim, very similar to the lechem haponim itself, shenefa, that was also made on Erev Shabbos itself. So, and again, as we quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, the idea of kafsa shel adam harishon. Now, this is important because according to these two reasons, it would seem to come out, which is an interesting idea, that a dafka should be done on Erev Shabbos Mamish, not on Thursday day before Shkia. Because again, one of the reasons it should be the freshest, although one katina that's going to be just as fresh if it's made on Thursday. And the other reason is a person should, again, the idea of this tikkun of the chet of Chava, so that also was dafka for Erev Shabbos dafka when it was done. So it would seemingly be that a person should not bake challahs on Thursday or before that. Again, it's not going to be totally usher. And this is quoted as well in the Sidur HaYayvitz, this idea. Okay, so one could also argue that Baruch Hashem, as in the Shel Tzitzus of the Or Etzion, quotes that nowadays, where Baruch Hashem, there are many, many bakeries in many, many different neighborhoods, and oftentimes dozens. So it might be even better, according to some, certainly not in my circumstance, in Baruch Hashem, I've been zoicha not to have to eat store-bought challahs for a good 15 years, but it would seemingly, or the Tzion writes, so maybe it's this wouldn't apply anymore. You can get just as fresh challahs again, according to the first reason. So there would be no reason for a person to, and there's so much to do in the house as well. So maybe it's better to buy challahs from a store. So to avoid all these problems. Again, there are different tshuvas that discuss this as well. You can see the Mishnah Halachas, which has a tshuva on this as well. Again, not to create a Torah in itself. Okay. The question that we wanted to get to, which I think is the crux of what I wanted to discuss, is about the actual burning of the challah itself. So, first of all, the seemingly the most easiest source that we could discuss is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the halachas of Hafreshes Challah in Simon Shin Chav Bet in Yeridea. There he discusses the distinct Baruch Hashem opportunity that many of us have to be Mafresh Challah in Eretz Yisrael, which is Midaraisa. But we are still nohag to do Hafreshes Challah Michutz La'aretz. As he'll write in the Divrei Sofer. Mitzvah Zaseh, he writes, V'hafrish Truma Me'a'isa. And to give to the Kohen, as we know today, something that because of the Tumah level and the Vados of Kohanim we don't do. Ein Chayav B'chala Minator Ela Be'erich Yisrael Bilvad, writes, and Shenemar V'hi Al Chalchem Lechem Ha'aretz. V'svanja Kol Yisrael Shah. So, seemingly again, that mitzvah midoraisa might be limited today because of Kol Yisrael Nimsarim Ba'aretz. However, we, of course, all, both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, will make a bracha. In Simon Dalet, he says at the end, V'sorfin osam avnei shehu mitame baza adamonu miforshim shnei l'koin. We do not today do it because of the tomb of the Kohanim, and they're not going to be able to eat it, so we're sorfin at that. This seemingly is a quoted halacha. The Shach does bring in Sivkatam Ches, does ask on this inyan as far as what will happen in the tumah, the potential tumah of the ovens itself. Maybe a question of Zeya. This is one of the reasons why we do not bake challahs at the same time that we're burning off the extra piece of challah, the challah that was taken. By the way, the reason why, just to understand why we actually call it challah, it's quoted that the whole reason why we call these challahs is actually to remind ourselves, because it was generally baked on Erev Shabbos, and a woman would potentially forget. So if you keep calling it challah, so she won't forget to take challah. Again, there's a huge questions in halacha. What would happen if you come to the Shabbos table and you remember that you hadn't taken challah? We know on Shabbos, we do not take challah, nor do we take trumas and maizers, and this could create a big potential question. So the word challah actually was that consistent reminder. So I know it might get a little bit confusing. So here the Shach does discuss this about the Tanner in itself and creating it, but again, that's the whole reason why we separate our baking, so that the baking doesn't happen at the same time as the first part is generally where we bake off the piece of challah that is taken, and generally is taken, again, it's a small amount, more than a kezias, and it is taken to be served from the oven. It's wrapped in tin foil, it's not supposed to be in any part of it, it's supposed to be open. But seemingly that does not create any potential problems at all. And in fact, this is discussed in the Chachmas Adam, in a Sefer Shari Chesed, in Shar Mitzvos Eretz Yisrael, in Perik Yudalit, in Lamed Dalet, he says, Hachala v'chena truma bezman hazeh shehu tami tzorech lusroif dafka. It should dafka be, you should be soifit, v'lo kemo sheshamati shenogim. That there are those that have this minhag, la'avda l'Israel kayam. That would not be appropriate to do. Right? As we know, if we think about the throwback, of course, to chametz, and people who zorek layam. So again, another important idea that's quoted is that it seemingly, according to the Chaya Adam, a person needs to be extremely careful and not to go ahead and do anything but be sorry for it. It's interesting because even the Shach Taina, so the Tanurim, the ovens of yesteryear could have created much more problems, but our ovens are very, very open nowadays as far as safety regulations and actually to prevent fires and things of that nature. There are actually vents and there's constantly ventilation that allows everything to get out. So seemingly this would not be a question at all of a problem, and it seems to be, at least according to the Chayodim, that this would be something lechachila that a person should do, dafka, burning it. The halacha says that it should be burnt until it is no longer edible, and then that part is then it can then be used to can be thrown out afterwards, and the unedible part. As we quoted, again, any type of other destroying of it seemingly should be avoided. However, it is clear, there's no question about this, the Minchas Yitzchak, as we'll quote in a moment, and others, Mir Shavas Kilchasa quotes this as well, that it would be mutter for a person in extenuating circumstances to double wrap it in two bags and throw it out if that is necessary. And this, as we'll see in the tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, he quotes the Chazon Ish and Demai, who says this as well. And again, so there a person would double wrap it. Again, in its time concerning presence, this is a heter that's given. If you have such a challah bake like this where everybody's cooking at the same time, everybody's taking challah at the same time and they're not baking it right away, and there could be an inyan that a person would forget, so then they're probably the best thing to do would actually to follow this and double bag it and then throw it in a covetic way out in the garbage. However, in the case that this is done, and again, you're not able to burn it, so you carefully wrap it and double bag it and throw it out, so then many of the poskim say that then it should be dafka less than a kezias. Everybody agrees that that would be the preferable way to do it. We do not give it to animals to eat. That would not be appropriate either. That is quoted in the Ramah as well. The Minchas Yitzchak, as I quoted, Dayan Weiss, has here in a tshuva the following. Dayan Rice writes in his tshuva in Shelos Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet in Halach in Simon Yud Gimel, has a whole longer Torah about why we dafka should be sarifit in an oven. However, he writes, what happens in a case ha'ech l'noeg b'lechachila? I'm sorry, l'chachila you don't have b'makom she'ein sham toner l'srof. As I just said, you're doing a challah bake and there's no ovens there. So there, so first of all, he quotes the end of the tshuva, but he quotes the Chazon Ish over here. And the Chazon Ish says as follows. The Chazon Ish, who's a Riti of Chazon Ish, said in Maestros and Simon Zayin, Ois Yud Gemel, Tenoigen li ten trum la koin, ubehem tel tzrochen li zayr. Right, so nowadays it should be very, very careful, and therefore nowadays what do we do? Habe, because Chumas Tame, Mitzvahs Vesreifa Dafka, Ve'ematina Behema, we don't give it to Behema, and the Sreifa should be done as opposed to anything else. Again, but even the Chazon Ish himself says if that's not possible, a person can be Mekel and do it in another way as well. So this is what the Minchas Yitzchak also quotes, Dayan Weiss also says, is that there would be a heter to do it another way. But again, as we just said, according to at least all the sources that we've quoted so far, it seems like Chachila, as the Shulchan Aruch discussed, as we saw in the Minchas Yitzchak now, the Shmer Shabbos quotes this, and the Chazon Ish quotes this, and what we saw as well, in the number of Sfarim, that it appears to be clear that Sreifa is the preferred way of doing it. Again, as long as the person is understanding of what she has to do, and that is, of course, wrapping it nicely in an aluminum foil. And that's just a chashash, really. If it wasn't done, it still would be mutter. It does not treif up the oven. There's no such thing. If you mamish put the challah in without, you made a mistake, and a person did not realize that this was the halacha, right? So let's say this came up, halacha l'maisa, where you had a person and it wasn't wrapped in the oven, so the oven does not become not kosher. And this is clear, this is quoted clearly, if you look in, Rabbi Neustadt has this in his Sefer as well, where he says that we all poskim can say that the dough would not be usher. Again, because the dole is not a liquid dole, that's really where you would have the inyan of zeya. And therefore, the zeya that's coming out, the steam that's coming out is negligible, so it's very hard to say that it would be something that would be usher. The question that would come to play, would be if a person really didn't know the halacha, and what happened, she went ahead and she baked it together, and it came into contact. She baked it together and it came into contact with other baked goods in the oven. Oh, so then we have more of a shilon there. A rav should be consulted. But other than that, it appears to be, again, to me at least, lani daiti akaton, that I think that it is very clear that the preferable way would be to burn it. Again, if there are other seeming potential hazards in doing that. I spoke earlier today with Rabbi Sobolovsky Shlita, so he says some people might complain, for example, that it gets so hot and if the fire alarm starts going off in the house and it creates a whole balagan, or somebody's, he didn't say this to Rabbi Sobolovsky, but I would assume as well, where it obviously is going to take some time to burn it, and a person's lachutz, and they want to make the challahs quickly, or it's Erev Shabbos, and of course, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, be very careful, as we talked about the mikvah, there shouldn't be something that's done last minute mamish. You're not getting a hiddur mitzvah the closer to Shkia that it's done, even though it should be very delicious. It'll be delicious if you make it on Friday morning as well. So then maybe you would have a hetter. Again, seemingly, obviously I don't understand anything about challah baking, but in the time that you take the challah and make the bracha, those that are braiding it, so that's going to take some time anyway, the whole process, and it's going to rise, so that you have there some time anyway to burn it, so it seemed that would be the right time. But again, if a person's lachutz, and they have one of these Eretz Yisrael small ovens, and they're making other things for Shabbos, okay, so in a chanami, that would be a seemingly good heter. And as I said, as well, I spoke to Rav David Bakno Shlita, the Rav of in Rav Shila, and he agreed as well. Many of us have gone matzah baking, and matzah baking, certainly the places that I've been, and then including Yeshiva Leva Torah, that is exactly what they do. They do this exact throwing it into the oven, again, in tinfoil as well, and doing that. There is others have the inyan to actually do it afterwards in itself, and this way it really bakes and it becomes unedible as well. So that seemingly is, I think, a very easy way to answer this out. Again, it is important to point out that this seems to be a very, very important mitzvah, which we dafka give for women to do dafka over men. As we have Neir Shabbos, we say the same thing. And I think that's something that's very, very clear. I'll just tell you, ending off of a story, so we know that the women are given three specific mitzvahs. Two of them, as we learned, were based on Shekofsa Chava Neiroso, Adam HaRishon's sin, and that's Dafka done before Shabbos. So I'll tell you a story. I was involved in a seminary a number of years ago, and there's this wonderful, wonderful girl, and she halachically was not Jewish, and the based in the city that she came from, I thought it would be a good idea, instead of them spending a whole year teaching her, for her to come here to Eretz Yisrael and spend a year learning. Even though she was not Jewish, this would be part of the process. And of course, we received the Teirim to allow her into the school, even though she wasn't Jewish, and to teach her. It was very difficult because she had lived not knowing. She was not a from girl. Her father was Jewish, and she thought that made her Jewish. And she spent her a good number of years in high school thinking she was totally frum. She dressed totally frum. She knew Tanakh backwards and forwards in many different halachas. So now she finds out about this halacha. Her NCSY advisor found out that she wasn't really Jewish and now started the process. We started to realize within the school year that the process was taking way too long. And one of our chashuv rabbanim said that this is ridiculous. We should go to the Beis Din Tzedek of Yerushalayim and see. And so he went there, and the secretary of the Beis Din interviewed her before the Dayanim can see her. And he interviewed her, and he said, he picked up the phone, and she didn't understand Hebrew very well, but he told me the story, this Rav, and he said, he picked up the phone and spoke to the Dayanim, and he says, we have a girl here that's 100% from, except halachically she's not, meaning she knew every single answer that he asked her. Very difficult questions they asked. So the process, Baruch Hashem, then moved very, very quickly, And as luck would have it, on Erev Shavuos, of all times, she became a Jewish. She became a Jewess. Before that, we took her to get a bracha from a Mordechai Eliyahu, Zeicha Tzadikah Livracha, whose Yortzeit was this week. So one of the shilas that she had was, is that what name should she be given? You know, there are many different halachas. Should it be, you know, by Avram? And sometimes it's embarrassing, the Avram ben Avram. And so, by a woman, what should the halacha be? So she thought maybe she's going to pick up the name Sarah. And he spent some time with her and he said, your name is Chana, should be Chana. And this was very positively disturbing to her, because that is one of the names that she chose for herself. She chose the name Chana, but she didn't tell Rav Mordechai all this. So she didn't understand. She said, why Chana? So he says, in the schus of the mitzvahs of the women, the mitzvahs of Chala, the mitzvahs of Nida, and Hadlakas Neiras Chana. So we know that this is a very, very special, it's a very miragish story, and certainly was very, very inspiring. It just was a wonderful, wonderful story. We see in the importance of Hafrashas Chala, I just wanted to just again, Nikudati, explain that this shouldn't be something that causes a Torah or a Shalom Bayis issue in a family if, number one, it's just too difficult to do. It is something very, very well quoted, of course, that this is something that a woman did, whether it has to be done every single Shabbos, if she's making 10 challahs every Shabbos, okay, not necessarily, but to keep that idea in mind, and that this is her halacha. This is halacha that should not be taken away from her, as well as Neir Shabbos as well. It's interesting because by Hilchas, by the Minhagim that we have on Erev Shabbos, there is a halacha that's quoted, that a man should help out a woman in the Neiros. He wants to be part of it, Mishatev a little bit, so there's a minhag that he should Mitzadr the Neiros Yofer before Shabbos. So modern day, this is a little bit difficult. So I think that means just setting up the candles, and many husbands do this. Some have to continue the minhag of lighting it first, because it'll light quicker. I don't think practically that's really true, but certainly we should be the ones that are involved in the mitzvah. So I was wondering how we can, if there would be the same minhag by challah itself, for her to bake her challahs, what we can do in order to help in this mitzvah. I don't know if helping her braid it, or putting the egg on top of it, or putting the seeds, because I think that's after she's already done the mitzvah, if I'm not mistaken. She's already done the mitzvah. So I don't know. Helping her going to the supermarket, buying the flowers at a hechsher mitzvah, I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble. But in any case, this is a very, very important mitzvah. And again, we should be zeicher that these mitzvahs, as was done in a tremendous, beautiful achdus, and a beautiful continuation of doing mitzvahs for our dear Gilad and Naftali and Eyal, we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to please, please help us and answer our tefillos and Amir Tzashem on, unfortunately, what's coming to be 14 days since we last saw them. They should come back to their homes very, very soon. And Shabbos, Milazug, we should be seeing them before Shabbos, coming and celebrating Shabbos together with their families.